Audio description is a service which can make a huge difference to someone who is blind or even partially sighted. It's a narrative track which plays in between programs. So if you're watching TV, in between the characters talking, it can describe what's going on or what the surroundings are. You also have AD in cinemas, theatres, visitor attractions. It's really becoming more and more popular. But audio description, the delivery, if we were to look particularly at cinemas, hasn't changed for quite a while now. You get a set of headphones and you listen to a track which is played by the cinema, but it's not available in all cinemas either. Are there ways to improve this? Well, there may be a new system which is being trialled by RNIB in London this coming August. Now, to tell us a little bit more, we have with us from RNIB, Sonali Rai.
Thank you, Alex. I think I'll start with, by giving you a short background on why we're hosting this this trial. Now, in 2015, RNIB undertook a three-month trial of the movie reading app that was for home use, so people who use video-on-demand services such as Netflix, Amazon Instant, Amazon Video, iTunes, and looking at if AD could be delivered and received in this way using an app. The app was really well received. There was significant demand from participants requesting that this technology be made available for cinemas, so people wanting to use the app in cinemas. Following that, we had discussions with the cinema industry, the film distributors industry, and RNIB now is thrilled to invite AD users to this screening. And the hope is that if everything works out right and if we get good feedback, this could be taken forward as a long-term trial by the cinema industry. So people across the country will be able to use the app in cinemas.
Okay, so traditionally, if a blind person goes to the cinema, Sonali, as I said, you're handed a set of headphones if the cinema has the facility there already, and you put these headphones on for the main feature, and that's how the audio description is delivered. So what makes a movie reading different?
I think it gives the power, it gives the choice to the end user. So if I'm an AD user, I use my phone for navigation, for banking, for shopping, I'll be able to use the same phone for receiving audio description. Of course, it's not suitable for everyone. Not everyone uses a smartphone, but there is a growing percentage of people who use smartphones and are comfortable with the technology, so it would be suitable for them.
How does the system work then? If I find a movie that has audio description, how do I actually get it in the cinema?
Okay, so let's say, for example, on the 6th of August, when we are hosting the screening, it will be Beauty and the Beast. We will have the audio description track for Beauty and the Beast on the movie reading app. People using Android or iOS can download the movie reading app from the stores, then download the AD track. Once the AD track is on your phone and the film starts in the cinema, you can just press play on your phone and it will sync automatically.
So I download the app, the audio description onto the app, get to the cinema, open up the phone, and that was going to be one of my questions, Sally. How does the phone know when to play the AD? But you're saying it can synchronise itself.
It does. It does synchronise itself because it uses fingerprinting technology. Now, without going into much detail here, it just uses sound signals to synchronise the two tracks.
Something else I can see a benefit here, Sonali, is that, you know, for someone like myself who uses audio description, I like having my own headphones.
That's one of the feedback that we got from the previous trial was the AD track is for me, not my friends, not my family who don't necessarily need it, don't enjoy it. It's just for me. So I'm watching something and I need the AD track. I can take my phone out, download the AD track, and it's just for me.
So it's giving people the option then, Sonali, to use smart devices, but the systems will still be in place for those who don't have smart devices.
Absolutely. So it is not about cutting out the existing systems. It's about giving the option to the end user. So you can use a personalized experience, so you can use your own smartphone to access the audio description track or use the existing system in cinemas. So it is not about discounting the cinemas at this point or discounting the industry at this point. It's about giving the power to the end users and giving them the choice to use whichever option that they prefer.
Okay, so tell me about the trial then, because you're looking for visually impaired people to come along and try this out.
Yes, so the screening is, the test screening is on the 6th of August, which is a Sunday morning, not the best day possibly, but still, we're working with the cinema industry on this at the Covent Garden Odeon and screening starts at 10:30 a.m. We will be asking all participants to share their feedback with us. That's after the screening, of course.
So if people were interested in coming along, Sonali, what kind of things, would they have to prepare anything in advance, or will they get kind of talk through things at the cinema itself?
So the first step, Alan, would be to register with us. Once they've registered with us by sending us an email on broadcasting@rnib.org.uk, we will be sending our instructions closer to the date of the trial, and then people will need to download the app onto their smartphones and the AD track, because the AD track has to be on the phone. It cannot be streamed, and there is no Wi-Fi in the cinemas. So the first step would be to get in touch with us, and we will give them all the details.
Fantastic. So people get the chance to come along and try this out. What would be the steps after the trial?
To give us feedback, that's the most important thing. So tell us how the experience was, how it can be improved, because as you can understand, this is, we're still at the very, very initial stages, and this is the time to improve the experience, improve what the app is lacking in at the moment. And then I think it's, again, a round of discussions, and hopefully launching the trial to users across the country.
It does sound an exciting trial, Sonali, and I'm sure the benefits will be huge when we work through this and get things across the country as well. And for someone like myself who uses audio description, you know, I'd love the opportunity to just download the track, go to the cinema, not worry about asking if they have the facility, and just listen to the film with AD on my own phone. So let's hope those days aren't too far off in the future. Just remind us once again, Sonali, of the date, the location, and the contact details for the trial.
Yes. So the screening is on the 6th of August. That's a Sunday morning. The screening starts at 10:30 a.m. at the Odeon in Covent Garden in London. And people can register by sending us an email on broadcasting@rnib.org.uk.
Sonali, we'll be back in touch after the trial and find out how it went. But in the meantime, thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thanks.